Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Are you well-rounded or are you angular? That's the language of the college admissions process these days. And if you're a high school senior, the answer could affect whether you get in to the most selective schools. Getting into college is very much on the minds of students over the holidays. Many have already been accepted on early decision or early action. Others won't know until spring. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on how what many schools are looking for has changed.
Sean Logan has been on both sides of the college admissions process since 1989, and he's seen a dramatic change in what the most selective colleges look for. Back then, he says, the college where he worked was admitting close to 30% of applicants, and in each class, it accepted a large number of well-rounded students, say, musicians who might also be president of their class and were involved in a couple of other activities.
Fast forward 20 years, 22 years, that same school that I used to work at is now admitting 15% of its applicants. Maybe in the past they would say, hey, to the music office, they could give them, you know, 20 or 30 names of kids that who could really benefit the program. That number may have been cut down to 20 now or 15. So the ability has to be better. You know, and so it's not just you're competing with kids from, you know, a certain region who are playing the tuba. Now you have to do it with the whole United States and probably internationally.
Logan, now the director of college counseling at Phillips Academy in Andover, has worked in admissions at Williams and Occidental colleges and Harvard and Stanford universities. He says colleges place applications in buckets: well-rounded students, exceptionally talented athletes, musicians, actors, children of alumni, children of donors. And as the bucket available for well-rounded students has gotten smaller, the most selective colleges have looked for students who excel at something. But Logan warns that trying to predict what a particular college wants in any given year is a losing proposition.
You might be the top Massachusetts soccer goalie, but the school you really want, the freshman, was all New England, right? So that coach isn't going to spend his time recruiting a goalie that year.
Logan offers some context on this whole discussion. First, it only applies to students who have challenged themselves academically and performed well. Second, it's a discussion limited to some colleges.
This issue of sort of angular versus, you know, well-rounded kids, it's really a conversation that's sort of grown up around the most selective schools. And, you know, those schools that over the last 20 years have gone from, you know, 30% admit rates down to 20, or they were at 20 and now they're down to 7 or 8% admit rates.
Beyond the most selective colleges, well-rounded students are still being told that they're welcome, but they're warned not to get involved in too many activities. Stephanie Bodo Ward is the mother of a Boston Latin School senior who is not a straight-A student and not getting perfect SAT scores. He enjoys improv and plays piano in a jazz ensemble. She says he's been looking at small liberal arts schools in the Midwest and New England.
My perspective is that there has been a shift from we want a kid who is so well-rounded they check off 25 boxes. And so now it seems like the pendulum's moving back to, well, we want to know what you're passionate about.
But many students are not getting the message that they should focus on what they do well. That's what Grace Jenkins hears when she listens to her fellow seniors at the Boston Latin School.
There's just a lot of talk like, oh, that'll look really good on your application and stuff like that. And I feel like that kind of creates like this inauthentic way that we're trying to approach our like senior year or whole high school career, just doing things that will look good on applications as opposed to just doing what interests us.
Jenkins has done what interests her. She dances and teaches dance to kids in Jamaica Plain. Her junior year, she spent 40 hours a week on her passion. This year, the process of applying to college has led her to cut back a bit. For her, the college applications process is already over. She's been admitted to Rice University, early decision. She wants to study molecular biology. One of Jenkins' classmates, Grace Teclunas, is a talented artist. You can see her gift in the paintings all over her family's house in Roslindale. But she wants to study neuroscience, and that's one reason she likes the University of Pittsburgh. She's already been accepted there and at four other colleges. She has a confession about one of her extracurricular activities.
I know I joined my club that I'm now a president of, Ladies Collective, because I was like, I need to join a club because I need to do that for college. That's the only reason I joined, I'm going to be honest. I mean, I joined that club specifically because that was the one that most interested me. But I probably wouldn't have joined a club if it didn't look good for colleges, because I'd rather just go home after school and relax when I finally have the time.
Stiklunas says now she's glad she joined because she loves Ladies Collective. It's a volunteer organization where members learn about women's issues and do what they call girl bonding.
But I do think that a lot of people join clubs and do community service and all that just to look good for colleges. And it is frustrating because I know some people in my school who do that and they don't actually care about it. And then there's some people who do that and they really care about it. And there's no way for colleges to know.
But Phillips Academy's Sean Logan warns colleges can tell. He remembers working at another high school where three siblings were, each in turn, president of the same nonprofit.
But it wasn't a passion of theirs. It was more sort of an opportunity. They thought it would look good. But none of them could really write about it with any kind of sophistication or passion. And it really came through on the application.
Too often, students and parents focus on what they think colleges want. Andrew Flagel, in charge of enrollment at Brandeis University, tells the story of a huge high school student and his parent who recently walked up to him. The student was towering over Flagel, a big, tough-looking kid. His mom, maybe a third of her son's height, storms up, wagging her finger in Flagel's face.
And saying, "You need to tell my son to drop crew. You have to tell, because I need him to do better in his other extracurricular, and he's got to take more APs, and that's what's going to get him into college, and you got to tell him it's about debate and about doing the APs and get out of crew." And I turn around to look, and this big, tough-looking, powerful kid has tears in his eyes. And he's, you know, gets all choked up. "I just love crew."
Flagel asks, why would you take a student who loves something so deeply and try to get him to quit it? His advice, and that of every college admissions director and high school counselor I spoke to, do what you love. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.